Evangelistic work may be the reason for a church arson in Jerusalem. A ministry builds a legacy in the third world, and students in the Philippines get practical training and hope for 2008. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Arson is suspected in a church fire in western Jerusalem last week. It's a stinging reminder of a more costly incident 25 years earlier. Thankfully, the smoke and water damage was deemed minor after attackers forcibly entered the building. Compass Direct reports that the Christian church is known for its evangelistic effort. Todd Nettleton, a Voice of the Martyrs USA, says that is the Jewish militants' motive.
The word that was used is that they're converting Jewish people to Christianity. So that is considered to be a dangerous thing. That's considered to be making trouble for Jews to offer them the message of salvation through Jesus Christ.
One of the pastors of the four congregations the church houses had received threatening mail in the past. Nettleton is asking Christians to pray.
What we need to pray for and what we hope for is that the church will continue to be a bold witness for Christ, that they will stand regardless of the threats, regardless of the people who maybe don't want them to be there.
Meanwhile, Nathan Anderson with Transworld Radio works in a region where the majority is non-Christian. New Christians there desperately need leadership training so they can help emerging churches grow. Literacy, safety threats, and a lack of the written word make radio ideal for training, says Anderson.
Radio is in that region an excellent tool to try to reach them on a regular basis at the same time. And those who cannot reveal their changed faith can listen on their own to the program.
Empowering locals who create the program makes the programs culturally sensitive. Though the area is sensitive, the culture has a unique atmosphere for evangelism because faith is viewed as a public issue.
Obviously, if you're different than the others, you have a problem. But at the same time, it's very easy, in a way, to start talking about this. So people like to talk about faith.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Cure International is moving forward with an ambitious campaign to eradicate club foot in the developing world. It's one of the most common congenital birth defects and can be easily cured with early identification and intervention. Cure International's Lisa Wolf says their work has a ripple effect.
Here we have an impact on a child and her family understanding that this isn't a curse, that these disabilities can be taken care of. But then there's also the impact on her community in helping them understand. And we're making an impact on the country of Kenya by training the medical professionals.
Wolf says the gospel completes the transformation.
We have a tremendous breakthrough with families like this and helping them understand that God loves them. This isn't a curse and they're going to be better. It just has a tremendous impact on their lives, which is why our motto is healing changes everything. It's not just the medical healing, it's also the spiritual healing.
Next, the Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee has 20 years of history in Malawi, where the government has closed a UN refugee camp. CRWRC's history has rewarded them with a $1.5 million grant from USAID. They're using it to expand their malaria prevention effort over 5 years to promote healthy behavior in more than 50,000 homes. They'll also help mothers and children, but the most important goal is to empower communities. Pray that the grant will open doors for the gospel. And Dave Tippett returned recently from the final 2007 Eternal Concepts Discipleship Training School. This one was held at Central Philippines University, which has over 11,000 students and is located on the island of Iloilo. Lessons were taught on humanity, faith, prayer, evangelism, and an in-depth study of the Bible. Tippett will head to Angola next at the beginning of 2008 to hold another discipleship training school. Pray that the students will be confident in God's calling. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.